something of what's happening amongst our boys and girls. The last few months have been very, very frustrating. The children's ministry in the schools and in our churches came to a very abrupt end in March, and as a result, we've all been taken out of our comfort zone. But it's been amazing to see what the Lord has been doing for us and enabling us and helping us. Lockdown has been a very difficult time for all of us, but the school ministry, as I said, stopped in March, and we haven't been able to get back into our schools, unfortunately. And I miss my work in the schools. You'll see a little bit of it on the presentation in a moment or two. I went into schools speaking in assembly. Also, would have had the opportunity to do a week of meetings in schools, some during the school day and others after school. So it's something that I really, really miss. But we thank the Lord for the way that he has undertaken for us. And we do want to thank you folk for praying for us in these very, very difficult days. And we do appreciate your prayers, and we do appreciate your support. Of course, during lockdown, when churches were closed, deputation meetings stopped as well. And I think I was saying earlier to Andrew, I think this is the fourth meeting that I have been able to speak at a deputation meeting to a congregation. And as I say, deputation meetings were put on hold as well. And we do appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight, and do trust that the Lord will bless us together as we think about the work amongst our boys and girls. And so as a result of lockdown, Alistair Hamilton got Robert and Christina and myself together with one of these Zoom calls. Now, I'm at an age where technology, the most of it goes over the top of my head. But anyway, and so FPC Kids came into being to be used as a ministry to reach out to the boys and girls in our churches and whoever else goes online, that we might have the opportunity of continuing to present the gospel to the boys and girls. And we're so thankful for the tremendous success, if I can use that word, that FPC Kids has been. It's been amazing to see what has been happening. We've seen boys and girls saved as a result of FPC Kids. And originally, there was a wee word, was called a wee word, went out in the middle of the week, and then on a Friday night, a children's meeting, what could be used as a children's meeting. Now, originally, I wasn't involved originally, and I think some people thought I had dropped off the face of the earth or taken early retirement or something. But originally, I just hadn't have any means of recording. But thankful that changed, and we have a recording studio set up in Cumber Church, and one of these green screens and all the rest of it. And Alistair Hamilton's daughter, Catherine. Catherine is a brilliant young lady. She comes and records, and then she takes it all away, and she edits it, and she puts it all together. And what you see, if you watch FPC Kids, what you see is all the hard work that Catherine has put in putting it all together. Glenn, who's in the college, Glenn also helps us. And Glenn puts it up on Facebook and YouTube and all the rest of it. So it's a really a team effort. And we're so thankful to God for Catherine and for Glenn and for Alistair, of course, for the vision that he had, and for these folk who are able to deal with all the technical side of these things. As I say, it's been a tremendous success. We've seen children saved, and we're so thankful to God for that. I was talking to a gentleman today, a Free Presbyterian, and we were just chatting about FPC Kids, and he said to me he had heard a couple of Presbyterian ministers talking, and they said, if you want to see how children's work should be done, you tune into FPC Kids. he said, the Free Presbyterian Church is leading the field. So I thought that was quite something. But we're thankful to God for how he has enabled us and helped us. Then in the summertime, we put out 2 Holy Bible clubs, and that was a lot of work, a lot of work. We went to Cumber to record, and we managed to put five days in one day. So it was a lot of work, but we're thankful again to the Lord for the 2 Holy Bible clubs that went out. We had people listening in Australia, we had people listening in Spain, we had people listening in America, we had a lot of folks listening in England, so it was really, really tremendous to see the children and adults that were reached. And we were reaching children that we never would have reached if somebody had come to your church to do a Holy Bible Club. Now, we're not saying that's never going to happen again. That's not what we're saying. But we were able to reach a lot of children that would not have normally been reached with the gospel of Christ. And we're so thankful to God for that. I also recorded for Sandown Road Camp. And the folks who run the camp said to me that they reached that week that the camp went out online. They reached that week many, many more children than they would have been able to reach if we'd just done the regular camp. So again, it's amazing what we have been enabled to do. And so we're so thankful to the Lord. We have in recent days recorded short videos to go into schools. And again, we're trusting the Lord to bless this ministry. It's assembly within the classroom. And we have been contacting schools, the 3 of us contacting the schools that we would normally go to. And then Robert texted one day and he says, I've just had a wee thought. He said, I was thinking we could divide the province up between the 3 of us and we could reach out to schools that we don't normally go to. And I texted Robert back and I said, Robert, that's not a wee thought, that's a massive thought. So the province has been divided up between the 3 of us. I'm looking after South Down, the southern part of County Down, and County Armagh and County Fermanagh, and seeking to contact all of those schools and to tell them about FPC Kids and assembly within the classroom, and hopefully they will pick it up and they will use it in their classroom. Robert is doing the northern part of County Down, Belfast, Lisburn and County Tyrone, and Christina is doing County Antrim and County Londonderry. So do pray for us that as we do this, that it'll go into many schools. We're contacting all schools. And so pray that this will be used. In recent days, Alistair's also got going FPC Youth. And some of the men, Jonathan Smith, Noel Shields, Colin Maxwell, they've been recording and will be recording stuff that can go into high schools and grammar schools and such like and reach the young folk there. So the Lord has opened new doors to us, and I've said we've all been taken out of our comfort zone, and it's been a massive change for all of us, but the Lord has blessed us and the Lord has helped us. And so do pray that as all of this goes into our schools, that it will be owned and blessed of God. A school that I would go to on a regular basis, I contacted the principal, a lovely Christian young fella, and I told him what we were doing, and he texted me back and he said, Joyce, we are already using FPC Kids. Must have been using some of the stuff that was recorded earlier in the year. He said, FPC Kids, he said, solid teaching, well-structured, brilliant. And so we have had a really, really good response in schools that we've contacted, and many schools yet to contact. You go online to find out an email address and Then you send the stuff to the principal and so on and so on and so on. I had a principal contact me last night. It's a school that I had tried on several occasions to get into to do a week of meetings and was never able to. And he texted me back or emailed me back last night and he said, "Joyce, so good to hear from you. This is brilliant. We'll share with my teachers." And so we thank the Lord for that. So do pray that God will enable us and help us in all that we seek to do, and that through this ministry, boys and girls will be reached with the gospel of Christ. There's a tremendous need among our young people, and we need to be reaching out to them and doing all that we possibly can to see them won for Christ. So we thank you tonight for your prayers and ask that you will continue to remember us at the throne of grace. Just before we look at the presentation, I just want to leave one verse with you. One verse. Psalm 78 and the verse 7. I was reading through the Psalms recently, and I've read this Psalm many times, and I've even used it in a deputation meeting. But verse 7 really challenged me as I was reading through the Psalms. So I just want to leave that with you tonight before we look at the presentation. Psalm 78 and the verse 7 says, "That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments." We have a responsibility to the next generation. Earlier in that psalm, the psalmist writes, he said, "I will open my mouth in a parable. I would utter dark sayings of old." And he says in verse 4, "We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done." And so the psalmist reminds us as to why we should share the word of God with the generation that is to come. And the reason we share the word of God with them is that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. That's preparing them for the future, because hope looks to the future. Christians are born again onto a living hope by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that the Lord will return again and take us home to heaven. But we need to be up and doing while it is yet day and reaching the rising generation with the gospel of Christ. Many of our younger generation, and not just our younger generation, but many of our younger generation, they're setting their hope in their career and their job and their money and their house and their government and their own abilities. And there's nothing wrong with that in a sense. But the hymn writer reminds us, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." And that's what we want our young people to be doing, growing up and having set their hope in God. And so, as we share the blessing of the Lord with the next generation, we trust to see them setting their hope in the true and living God of heaven. We also want to reach the next generation and cause them to remember the works of God, because that's what the psalmist says, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God. And how easy it is to forget what God has done for us. We can become careless and forget all that God has done for us. And yet we need to keep reminding this rising generation of what God has done for them in sending his son to the cross to die for sinners like you and me. And there's so many young people growing up around us, and they do not go to church, and they do not go to Sunday school, and they do not go to a children's meeting. And so we need to do what we possibly can to reach them for Christ, that they will remember the things of God. The past must not be forgotten, and we hear that a lot in political situations. But as far as we as God's people are concerned within the Church of Jesus Christ, the past must not be forgotten. And those who forget the past are condemned to repeat its mistakes. So we want to encourage them to remember all that God has done. And finally, We must share with them the things of God. Why? Because it says that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. That they might learn, this younger generation, that they might learn the importance of keeping God's commandments, of obeying the word of God, of living according to what the word of God says. The psalmist wasn't talking about something that was legalistic. He was talking about loving obedience to the true and living God of heaven. Yes, we do have a responsibility to the rising generation, and we fulfill that responsibility by being a good example and teaching them and sharing with them and encouraging them in the word of God. We're not going to look into it tonight, but if you read on down that chapter, you come to verse 9 and you read what happened to Ephraim. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in all his ways. And what a tragedy. The people failed in their warfare. They did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his law. They forgot his works and the wonders that he had shown them. They were unfaithful. Even though they were armed, they turned back in the day of battle. There was something wrong with their walk. They did not keep the covenant of God, and they refused to walk in his love. They forgot what God had done for them. They had forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. And you read that in verse 11. And you can read on down that psalm when you go home there. So this is what can happen. This is what can happen. And we need to do what we can to see boys and girls won for Christ, and to see them growing up and putting their faith and trust, setting their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but that they will keep his commandments. You may not be able to do what I do, or what a Sunday school teacher does here, or a children's meeting worker, but you can take us upon your heart and pray for us. And pray God will bless the ministry that we're involved in, and that in these days when things are difficult and things are different, that as the word goes out across the internet and Facebook and YouTube and what have you, that God will bless it, and that through it many will come to know Christ as their own and personal Savior. We're going to look at this presentation. There's a bit at the beginning with a lot of pictures and some music, and then there's a bit in the middle where I talk. It wouldn't do if I couldn't talk. And then there's a bit at the end with some statistics. And when we come to the statistics, I want you to really take the statistics, and may God burn them into your heart as you read those statistics regarding our young people. So, hopefully we'll do what we're supposed to do. camp ones were taken last summer. So just so you know where we're at. That was our mission board camp last, not this past year, but in 2019. And you probably, if you looked very closely, you would have seen Mr. Higginson's children there at camp. School clubs, as I said already, a lot of my ministry, well, all of my ministry is within our schools mostly. During the winter time, going into schools, having children's meetings in the school. Some schools I would go to during the day, and you would have all of the school together within the assembly hall. Some of them you go after school. Some schools I would go in the morning on the Monday, and I would take P1 and Tuesday P2 and work my way right through the school until Friday. But it's a wonderful opportunity to present the Word of God to our boys and girls. And I'm so thankful to God for the schools that are open and for the opportunities that the Lord has given to reach the boys and girls within our schools. If I'm doing a club after school, I usually go in at 2 o'clock and take P1 to P3. And after you've had P1 to P3 for 45 minutes, you're needing some diazepam or something to lie down and have a rest, because it's all action choruses, because they can't always read. So it's just, wears you out. But anyway, and then 3 o'clock to 3:45, I would have P4 to P7. So, as I say, we thank God for these opportunities and for the doors that are open to us. So do please pray that soon things will settle down as far as this virus is concerned, and that we'll get back into our schools and we'll have the opportunity again to minister the Word of God to our boys and girls. A wee boy said to me in school one day, he said, "Auntie Joyce, why is it that all the songs you sing, they're all about Jesus and his blood and the cross? Why do you sing those songs?" So I had the opportunity to tell him why we sing the songs that we sing. And then he said to me, a wee boy in P3, and then he said to me, "Well, tell me this," he said, "you thought he was an old man. Tell me this," he said, "can you really know that you're saved?" And I said, "Yes, you can." And not only to him, but to the rest of the class that was there, I was able to explain to them how you can be saved and how you can know that you're saved. And it's so encouraging to have seen boys and girls come to Christ as a result of the school ministry. I was in a school one week, and I think it was the Wednesday, one of the ladies who was teaching in the school, a Christian girl, her wee girl was coming to the meetings. And she said to me, "I'm just giving you a heads up here." She said, "I want to let you know that my wee lassie trusted the Lord last night. Maybe she'll tell you." So I didn't say anything. So we were talking about being saved. And right in the middle of everybody that was there, she said, "You know," she said, "I got saved last night." I said, "Oh, what happened?" "Well," she said, "I just talked to my daddy, and my daddy prayed with me, and," she said, "I have had my sins forgiven." I said, "Well, do you really think the Lord Jesus has forgiven you?" "Of course," she said. "Sure, I asked him." Like, as much as I say, would you stop talking nonsense? You know, but this is just how it is with children. And they just, matter of fact. And so it was really, really very, very encouraging. And we thank God for that, and for the opportunities that we have to present the Word of God to our children. Outdoor meetings are a tremendous way of reaching the children during the summertime. Usually in May, I would do a week of outdoor meetings with our Mullet Last Church, and we would start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and run through till about 7 in the evening, and we do 3 different places. That top picture on the left was White Cross, and White Cross is an area where, well, there was a time you wouldn't really have gone through it very much. You might not have got out the other end, but anyway, White Cross, and then the one up at the top on the right there, that's Shandon Park in Uri, and we go there as well. It's the opposite to White Cross, but we've had tremendous meetings. And we thank God for the boys and girls that come. And in that one in Shannon Park, it's been like the League of Nations. We've had them from all over the world, a lot of places in Europe. They've now come to Northern Ireland, and we've had these wee ones coming and sitting to the Word of God. The bottom picture was last summer, 2019. I was working with our Limavady Church, the Youth Council. I had four young people from our denomination come and help during that week, and they were just tremendous young folk. And I said to them, we did two outdoor meetings every afternoon, and I said to them, to the young folk, I said, now, the outdoor meetings are your responsibility. I'll provide you with the choruses and the stories and so on, but you guys do them. And they did a tremendous job. Then we had a holiday Bible club at the church in the evening, and of course helped with that as well. And so we do thank the Lord for these opportunities of reaching out to the boys and the girls. Summer camps, it's a great means of bringing children together throughout the summer, and we thank God for it. Our mission board camp, some of those pictures are our mission board camp, and the Lord has been with us and helped us, and young folk have met with the Lord, and young folk have been saved as a result of our summer camps. I've also been the Bible teacher at our Sandown Road camp for more years than I care to think about. But again, it's wonderful at Sandown to see young folk, that's them having a lot of fun up on the top picture there, put fairy liquid on that and have a great time sliding down it. But as I say, I've been with them for a lot of years, and it's wonderful now to see some of those that have grown up through the camp coming back as leaders and helpers, and it's really tremendous. The picture on the bottom there was my group at our mission board camp last year. Wonderful, wonderful young folk, and it's just so great to get them together. Mind you, when you're in a week of camp, sometimes you don't think that, because the first thing they'll say to you when they come on the Monday, I'm doing an all-nighter, you know, and you think to yourself, I'll knock you on the head. No, but you know, they think they've arrived in heaven and there's no night there, and you know, some of us need a bit of sleep, but they just, you know how it is, but it's lovely to bring them together and to be able to present the Word of God to them. Hopefully, we trust the Lord that next year, 2021, that we will be able to have our camp again. And if you know any young folk that are between the ages of 7 and 11 that could come to camp, you be talking to them and keep an eye out for it. And we would love to have them at camp. And the plan is that they come to the summer camp. Then when they're older, they go to the youth council camp. And then they move on into the Castlewellan weekend. And through this, they're meeting young people that think the same as they do. And they make friends for life. And that's what it's all about. And we trust the Lord to do that. Holiday Bible clubs are also a great means of reaching boys and girls with the gospel. And you don't always get them all back to your weekly meeting, but it's a tremendous opportunity to present the Word of God to the children, bringing them in under the sound of the Word of God, maybe into a community centre, into a wee hall, into some of our churches. And it's just a tremendous means of bringing them together, doing their crafts and teaching the Word of God. And you know, sometimes when you have a parents' night, you'll find that the parents will come for their children when maybe they won't come to anything else. The picture at the top was Limavady last year, and the folks were greatly encouraged by the number that attended the Holiday Bible Club. It was increased from the year before. They didn't send out a bus or anything. People just brought their children. And it was really a tremendous week that we had with them, and we thank God for that. As I said, we did two outdoor meetings with them, as well as the Holiday Bible Club in the church, and we're so thankful to God for that. We may not see them saved today or tomorrow or next week, but God in His time will bring them to Himself. I was hearing of one of our churches where a young lady turned in one night and two children with her. And she said, you know, my brother got saved and I got saved. And she said, I grew up in the children's meeting and in the Sunday school in this church. And she had come back to where she was reared in the gospel. So it's all in the Lord's hands. And we trust the Lord to work in the lives of our children. I want you just to take note of these statistics as they run through. And pray God will imprint them upon your hearts. 25% of the world's population, 26, are under the age of 15. 85% of those who become Christians do so between the ages of 4 and 14. So we see the importance of reaching them early in life with the good news of the gospel. 24% of pupils in UK have taken drugs. And drugs are a big thing amongst our young, drugs and alcohol. And we do need to really pray. Pray for the children within our denomination. Children who are growing up in our denomination, that God will keep his hand upon them. And that when they're going to school, that the good hand of God will be upon them. 12% of 11-year-olds in Northern Ireland drink alcohol. And you may think that's amazing. 22% of 15-year-olds reported that they'd taken alcohol in the previous week. 71% of pupils who drink were given it by their parents. And I say shame on their parents. Shame on their parents. 5% the population of the UK have no religion. No religion. And it's just amazing when we think of these statistics. Under 6% of people become Christians after the age of 12. So again, reminding us of the great need there is to reach this rising generation with the gospel of Christ. As children get older, they become less interested in the gospel. And that is so true. And I see that within our schools. If I'm doing an after-school club with P4 to P7, the children who came in P6, when they get to P7, they don't want to come because they think they're too big. They're moving on to another school and they just think that they're too big. And so we need to pray that God will keep them coming and that he will speak to their hearts. Train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it. And that's the promise that God has given to us. And I know we live in a society when everything is instant everything. But it's God's work in the heart. And we leave that with the Lord. And we trust him to work in the lives of our children and to see them brought to himself. I was talking to a policeman some time back, and he told us that when they go out at night, the number of young folk between the age of 12 and 15 who they come across who are drinking alcohol is absolutely unbelievable. And I know it's probably happening in all of our towns and in all of our cities. These young folk congregate together, they pool their money, and unfortunately they are found somewhere behind a shop or in a park or wherever it might be, and they're drinking. And we do really need to reach out to them with the gospel of Christ. There's a wee verse in Galatians, and it's always a great encouragement to me. And that verse says, let's not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And sometimes we do become discouraged. We do become downhearted. And maybe there's not a lot happening, and we'd like to see more happening. But you know, tonight, let's not become weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And where it talks about being weary, that can actually be translated, do not lose heart. And sometimes we can be tempted to lose heart. Let's not lose heart. Let's keep our focus on the Lord and trust the Lord to bless the seed that has been sown, and that there will be a great ingathering of precious souls. You know, I am amazed at the number of adults who are watching FPC Kids. It's not just reaching the boys and girls, it's reaching the family. And so we need to pray that not only will boys and girls get saved, mummies and daddies and grannies and grandas will also come to know Christ as their own and personal Saviour. Thank you once again for allowing me to be here tonight, and I trust that what we've said will be of benefit to you, give you a little insight into what we do, and that soon this virus will be done and dusted and we'll get back to the work within our schools. But do pray for us as the FPC kids goes out, not only to our churches or whoever wants to listen in on a Sunday, also what's going into the schools via FPC kids and also with FPC youth, that these things will be owned and blessed of God. Thank you, Anne.